Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Daily Roundup on Radio Islam International with myself and Maulana Yusuf Umar. We cross over now to get an update on what is happening on the border of Turkey and Syria. We chat to Abu Sumaya Wadi Muhammad, who is a Civilian Crime Intelligence Network NGO executive member and a part of the Umar radiallahu anh Legal Clinic in Lanesia and representing Caring Women's Forum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International. JazakAllah khair for availing your time. You're joining us live from Istanbul after just returning from the border of Turkey and Syria. And you guys have been at the Giras conference in Istanbul the past couple of days. How was that experience?
Alhamdulillah, that experience was very enlightening. The theme of the conference was stories narrated. Caring Women's Forum were invited for the second time. This was the second forum held, the first being in 2016. What it is the gathering of many organizations across the Muslim world. There were 40 countries represented, from South Africa to Malaysia to Indonesia, Qatar, etc. I think personally, and also from an organizational point of view, we took a lot away from the conference. The stories narrated were very heartbreaking and sad. We listened to the plight of the women who were affected by the Rohingya, current Rohingya war in Myanmar. We spoke to women, or heard from women who are victims of the Syrian conflict. Basically, the conference or the convention focused on female-headed households and the difficulties that these women face after conflict, having lost their sons and husbands and brothers to the war.
Also, could you give us a bit of information about your trip to Gaziantep?
So, alhamdulillah, Gift of the Givers, the son of Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, Mohammed Rehan Suleiman, and Dr. Malik, who is the project coordinator for Gift of the Givers in their Syrian arm, actually took us to Gaziantep. The intention when we booked trip was for us to actually travel and also visit the Al Rahma Hospital in Syria, which is run by the Gift of the Givers. Unfortunately, because of the current volley of conflict, which started last week, the border, the people at the border or the border control are really not allowing foreigners through. So we were unfortunately not able to visit the refugee camp or get that close to the border. But we did visit an orphanage called the Beit al-Karim, which is a project of the Gift of the Givers. And alhamdulillah, that was an inspiring and heartbreaking experience to see how many children and in how many ways these children are affected by war was an eye-opening experience. I think reading about it from South Africa and listening and reading to, the Gift of the Givers reports and other reports on the news doesn't do justice to the pain and the plight of the Syrian people and what, how it has really disheveled and uprooted the nation.
Mm-hmm. I think we can only imagine the emotions behind it and the kind of different scenarios that you are faced with. How did it feel traveling into, close to war zones? What are the emotions knowing that the volatility of the spot that you're currently in and being in the middle of that kind of spot?
We were excited but also apprehensive, but we were assured by Mohammed Rehan and Dr. Malik that the area we were visiting or we traveled to was quite safe. So alhamdulillah, the experience, I think what was very emotional for us, myself and my colleague Yasmin Bamji, who is also an attorney from Limpopo province in Benin, what we took away there was just the personal stories and how difficult it is, in fact, for Gift of the Givers to actually, all the intricacies behind running a project like that, what is required. The Turkish government has opened their doors for so many Syrian refugees, and Gaziantep, for instance, is one of the largest population of refugees. And although the Turkish government allows these children, and provides medical care for refugees, etc., It's very difficult because then they are educated in the Turkish language and they are brought up in Turkish orphanages, etc. Once or if they, you know, have the correct papers and are taken out of the refugee camps. So what the takeaway from this and the project that the Gift of the Givers is running at Beit al-Karim, it is incredible to note that they look after these children, provide them shelter, and also have a long-term plan in terms of teaching these children their Syrian heritage. These children are taught madrasa, and they are taught to speak Arabic as well as Turkish as well as English so that they will be functional. And the Gift of the Givers' long-term plan is to eventually allow these children to be educated and to be, to be proud of their Syrian. Unfortunately, the heritage, many of these children were babies. Some just a few months old when they were sort of bought by the Amira or house mother. The project is actually conceived, or the home was conceived by a journalist from Syria. Her name is Ilaf. She's an Al Jazeera journalist, and her family actually, seeing the plight of these children, her family decided to start this orphanage. However, they were on the brink of closing, and alhamdulillah, she met the Gift of the Givers, and they then took over the project. What is incredible to note is that many of the children are actually sold by their desperate parents from the refugee camps. And the child slave trade, or the trade of children, is a huge problem. Because many, have lost their families. Some who do have families, their families cannot cope having them or cannot cope looking after them, and therefore sell them off. So it was very heartbreaking to be there to meet these children. The youngest child at the Beit al-Karim is 2, just turned 3. And his story said every one of those children have a sad story. But alhamdulillah, the iman, the hope in their heart. I can only hope that we, or as South Africans, can teach our children this. We have so much to be grateful for in the area and region we live.
Definitely. Now, in terms of the kids that you obviously have been visiting in these regions, what do they need most, and are they getting all that they need most?
Look, the Turkish government is providing for most of the refugees. Well, those refugees that are legal refugees or documented refugees. Unfortunately, there's also a large portion of Syrians. I mean, here in the streets of Istanbul, there are many, many Syrians on the streets, and just walking past the shopping malls and the Grand Bazaar, etc., you see Syrian beggars and Syrian mothers with children sitting in the streets. So I think from the perspective of what these kids need, I would say everything. It's so difficult for them, and most of them had fled in the early days of the war, and some have fled to Lebanon. I've spoke to people from different organizations at the Firas conference, and there's a population of Syrian Muslims in almost every country around Syria and Turkey, bar Israel, etc. So it's really sad. I think that for the Gift of the Givers, the project needs to be sustainable, and to fund teaching, the education, the healthcare, the basic needs of these children comes to an enormous amount, alhamdulillah. But like Mohammed Rehan, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman's son said, Allah provides. They started this project having a plan, but the plan is the only sure thing you go in with, and the circumstances change day to day and with every child.
Definitely some really hair-raising stuff, to say the least, and it's quite emotional as well. Sister Mayor, Jazakallah Khair for sharing this insight with us. And inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of one and all around the world who are undergoing various difficulties.
Ameen, ameen,
salam, ameen.
Shukran for having me.
Ameen, jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.